It was a spedim last night about the missing carriage. I didn't go. But I had an amazing story. I want to share this with you. There was a spedim, Shloshim, for a missing carriage. Somebody told me there was an amazing story. Missing carriage paskened. He had a based in Fuchosh Mishpat, so monetary, financial disputes would go to a missing carriage. Very often, at one point, there was a. There was a big machlokes between two sides. And they went to a missing karelit to psak din over some financial dispute. And one side, one on the other side, by definition, lost. Instead, Chosh Mishpat is always the worst. And the losing side got very angry. They went out of the room. It wasn't at the end of the match. It was still in the middle of the Nidden. And it looked like the one side was losing. The evidence was overwhelming on the other side. But the losing side, the Taka hadn't lost it. The losing side went outside for a minute, and they went to the outside. It was a sink. It was a Negelwasser keli. They went out and took the Negelwasser keli, and they went back into the room. And they spritzed them in karelets took the bottle of water and they spritzed over him. You have to realize it was a poskim gadol. I don't know, he was 70 years old or something, one of the greatest poskim in Bnei Brak. And spritz him water like this. He didn't say a word. He just got soaking wet, took a towel, dried himself and moved on. That itself is great, because most of us would probably impulsively, what would you normally do? It's godless in the first place. But the graft is even greater than that. So apparently then, do not add to that. An amazing knatch. And he said that the halacha is, then if a person is a soinet to somebody, if a person hates somebody, you're not allowed to paskin. If you hate somebody, you've got a real hatred with somebody, you're not allowed to paskin a shayla. You're not allowed to paskin a shayla to him because it's like the opposite. It's the opposite of shoychet. It's the opposite of bribe, because if you hate somebody, you're obviously going to look at it with negative eyes. So halacha is, if a person is a baldin and he's a soinet, you're not to paskin. And yet, the missing karelit in this particular instance, after the person poured water over him, he didn't stop paskining. He didn't say, okay, fine, I'm not paskining this anymore. You better go to a different bez then. You go to a different dayan, because I've got emotional involvement in this question now. He didn't. He continued to paskin. And that itself, the fact that he continued to paskin, shows what? Shows love, definitely, and even more than that, it shows that he didn't care about it. It made absolute difference to him. He still feel confident he's going to paskin without any emotions. He's going to paskin completely what HaKadosh Taz Torah is going to paskin, still what the Torah wants. He was absolutely confident it's not going to blur his vision and blur his psak in any way. And that is genuine godless. Genuine godless. There's nothing emotionally involved with it. That's absolutely brilliant. I think it's an amazing story. It reminded me a little bit of Shimon ben Gera. In Sefer Melachim, we find Shimon ben Gera was a Talmud of David HaMelech, but he did offend him at one point. He was cursed David. At one point, he cursed David tremendously. Although they were close at one point, but Shimon ben Gera at one point felt that he's got a curse. Possibly Shmuel Beis describes how he cursed David and he got really angry with him and everything. And yet, David HaMelech is able to appoint Shimon ben Gera as a Talmud of his own son Shlomo. That also shows that, it was not emotionally, you cursed me, you hated me, but nevertheless, I'm still able to appoint you as a very close advisor and you're going to teach my son. So it shows that he was emotionally detached from people wronging him. Anyway, that's what we found about Nissen Kerelit as well. Okay, I just thought of sharing that. We're up to Simon Tov Mem Gimel. I would like to complete today the Simon. We're up to say Beis as well as Tov Mem Dalet Beis Hashem. I'm going into Tov Mem Dalet. Okay, so we discussed yesterday the times of on Erev Pesach, and the specific shaila which is discussed of in Tziv Beis. So that's page resigned in the auditions. Yisrael sheyo biyado chametzah shel Yisrael achre bepikodon. There's a yid who had a pikodon. What's pikodon again? Collateral. Collateral in the of a yid. I lent you money. You lent me money. I've got a collateral which is chametz. Chametz in my hands, in my house. And so what are you meant to do? It's Erev Pesach. Just before Pesach. Erev Pesach. What are you meant to do with this collateral, which is pure chametz? What am I going to do with it? So Ya'akvenu at Shor Chamishis, delay it. Push it off. Wait until Shor Chamishis, until the fifth hour. Ve'im lo yibo ba'alov, and if the owner has not showed up, it didn't come, him kirenu le'yudi, you should sell it to the goy. So wait until fifth hour, and then you sell it to the goy. Ve'im lo yibo ba'alov, and if you don't sell it to the goy, last opportunity is the fifth hour. If you do not sell it to the goy, then chayav levaro bizman isuroi, hafilu im eino ichai ba'achiyus, you still have to get rid of it. If you didn't sell it, fifth hour, get rid of it. Okay, that's what happens. So don't be tempted to say, Chavko Kalatol, whose is it? If it's your Kalatol, which is deposited in my house. So whose is it? Yours or mine? Chometz. Don't be tempted to say, well, it's not mine anyway. So it's your business and your problem, not mine. Don't be tempted to say that, but you have to get rid of it. Sell it to the goy. If you miss that, then get rid of it. Siv Gimel, Im Konu Shum Dova Bechometz, Achar Sheish Shois. If you bought something with the chometz after the sixth hour, muta mipnei shechometz enu tefes domov. So say you've got a chometz, what's a valuable chometz item? Okay, let's go for the whiskey again. Whiskey is probably the most expensive chometz. You've got whiskey and you forgot about it. Suddenly you realize after the sixth hour, after chatzos, you suddenly realize, oh no, I've totally forgot about this chometz. You quickly run to the next door neighbor, a goy, and he said, you mind, I want to sell you this chometz. Bargain price, £20. Instead of, how much a good bottle of whiskey? How much a good bottle of whiskey? How much a good bottle of whiskey?
You can get one for £35.
£35?
But if you spend less than that, you'll be disappointed.
You'll be disappointed. All right, okay, so I've got this £35 bottle. And I say, listen, my next one, listen, it's Passover for me. Do you want a bargain price? You can have it for £20. Goy says, all right, yes, I know this normally goes for double. Yeah, you give him £20. It's after Chatzos, gentlemen, it's after Zman Isuroi. Can I take these £20 now and buy matzahs with it? I sold it after Zman Isuroi. I'm buying with this £20. What else? I need some more. Can I use this money for something Pesachtik? Or perhaps not, because the money came from Chometz, and it's after Zman Isuroi. What would you say? Is it a problem or not? You thought that it's fine? Indeed, Shulchan Aruch says, Mutter, it's fine, the £20 are fine, because Chometz will not be Toifes, will not grab, will not take Domov its money. So whilst, of course, the whiskey itself is completely also, I don't know, but if you've sold it, it's really important, if you've sold it after Zman Isuroi, the £20 that you've got are still okay. £20 you can use for anything. Does it make sense? You would have thought that what? Yeah. So, but the point is, Einoi Toifes Domov, it's not taking its money. It's not going into the money. The Issa doesn't sink into the money. Yeah, there is a bit of a discussion about this. There's a great discussion about this, but that's how Shulchan Aruch paskens. What about the whiskey itself? Whiskey, of course, is also. It's going to be also even after Pesach. Okay. Simon Tov Mem Dalet is, Rabbi said, when was the last Erev Pesach, which was on Shabbos? How many years ago? Because that's what the Shulchan Aruch is discussing over here. Next year? Oh, really? Erev Pesach Shechal Yis B'Shabbos. Shabbos falling on Motzei Shabbos. When did we have it? We had it, no? Pardon? Was it a long time ago?
Say that, Motzei Shabbos.
Yeah.
2 years ago.
No, I also don't think it was so long ago.
2 years ago. Erev Pesach on Shabbos.
Wasn't
so. So you say 9 months of Shabbos. Yeah, it wasn't so long ago. It was 2 years ago?
No.
And we did the beer the day before.
Exactly, all that. When was that? I also think it was a bit more than two.
Three maybe.
3 years ago? You remember it?
Three, and it was also 6 years ago. 3 years ago and 6 years ago. I think it's been twice in the last 10 years, definitely.
Okay, here, here. Okay. Okay, so that's, so what's the halacha then? You tell us Shechalias b'Shabbos if the 14th falls on Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shabbos. What do we do? What's the halachas? What do we have to do? When is B'tikas Chametz performed? B'tikas Chametz on?
Thursday,
which is Yud Gimel. What do you do about, what do you do on Shabbos? What do you eat on Shabbos? Yeah. Egg matzah, that's what he said?
Yeah.
Oh.
You can eat egg matzah. So it saves from worrying about the paper bags, because it's the paper bags and all that. So
right.
The bags and the
bags and the bags, yes.
And putting it out in the Asian neighbor's rubbish bin.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
He said just do egg matzah, if that was how it's made.
Okay. We'll speak about that. What about what can you eat on Shalashudas? That's more of a problem. Why is it more of a problem? It's after Chatzos. It's much more of a problem. Okay, let's see. Simetov Mem Dalat Sifal. If you Dalat Shechalis B'Shabbos, the 14th falls on Shabbos. Poet Kin Leilut Gimel. You made Tikas Chametz on Leilut Gimel on the 13th. Humevarin Akoil, and you remove everything. You get rid of all the Chametz if Nea Shabbos before Shabbos. However, Humeshairin, and you keep aside Mozoin Shtei Saudois. Meal of two meals. Let's say Shabbos for Shabbos. Why two? One for. Why do you need 2 meals on Shabbos? Yeah, but why do you need only 2 meals on Shabbos? Why only two? You're not going to have 3 chametz stick ones. Yeah, you're going to have Friday night is 1 chametz stick suda, and one is Shabbos morning, the other chametz stick suda. The suda shlish is, but suda shlish is manach mincha. Suda shlish is by definition after mincha. Then you cannot eat any chametz anymore. That's matzah shiro. You can only have it with matzah shiro, which basically means egg matzahs, which are matzahs which are made out of other juices. So you keep aside two, for Shabbos you keep 2 meals of chametz. Third one is after, you can't have chametz already. You have to have Shalashudas before the 10th hour. However, Medina is Eilu. Oh, and that comes down Lopian. So what does he say? You cannot live in Matzav, live in Chometz. What are you going to eat for Mincha? How do you do Mincha, boy? How do you do Mincha? Do you remember it? It was 3 or 6 years ago. Well, how did you deal with, Mincha, you'd have Mincha, and then after Shalashudas? How did you deal with Shalashudas? What did you have?
Two early meals.
Shulchan Aruch says you can't have a meal up before Mincha. That's what he says. Suda Shlishis, man, no, it's time, is Acha Mincha, is after Mincha. It's too late. Shulchan Aruch says.
So that Shabbos, you don't have Shalashudas.
No Shalashudas.
You do it on fruit.
Option number one, on fruit. Option number two, you have it early. Option number three, what else? What did you do? Do you remember 3 years ago? Know what you did? What did you do?
Mincha after.
Can you not do that? To do what?
Mincha after,
no, it's not just, it's also the time of Mincha. You can't have. Yeah. What? Shira. Yeah. Matzah Shira. Oh, so this is option number. Next option is Matzah Shira. What's Matzah Shira? Matzah Shira is.
Enriched.
That's right. Well, how do you enrich a matzah?
Eggs,
yeah. So is that chometz? Is it chometz? It's not chometz. Is it matzah? It's not matzah. So, according to Shulchan Aruch, the best it is to have matzah ashira. However, with matzah ashira, you don't have that problem. So, whilst you're right, generally we're not allowed to have matzahs on Erev Pesach, Medina, that's not the minig. The minig is that from Rosh Chodesh. Upon Erev Pesach is halacha. Erev Pesach itself is halacha, that's not minig. So according to this opinion, Matzah Shira is not contradicting that. Oh, you have to be very chassidish for that. Yeah. You have to machine matzahs. Yeah. There might be others out there who dafke have hand matzahs then. Okay, so let's see what the Gemara says. So the Shulchan Aruch's option, Shulchan Aruch's eitz is The Shulchan Aruch's idea suggestion is to have matzah ashira. Okay. So is that what people do? Matzah ashira, to have egg matzahs, enriched matzahs. Shulchan Aruch doesn't like it. Uve Medina is Ele, top of page 36. Uve Medina, in our countries, in our European countries, She'ein noyagin, the minig is not to eat lechon matzah ashira, not to eat matzah ashira. We don't have. Kelekamon simon tov samach beis, as discussed extensively in Siv Dalet, in simon tov samach beis later. He came to the shlishis, you should eat shalashudas, peminei peirois, with fruit. Your option. Your idea. Oi, alternatively, bebasa, with meat, with dogim and fish. Kel simon reish sadi aleph sifei, we learned in simon reish sadi aleph sifei, we learned in Hilchas Shabbos that you can be b'dievet, mekayim, you can fulfill the mitzvah with shalashudas, is not like the first two meals, and if need be, you can have meat, fish, or fruit. And, yeah, what he said, Ashir, Advar Torah, some say, yeah, about what is Behetev? Behetev, which ois is it? Oh, that's it, yeah, base, Shloah Kodesh, B'Shem Azoya, Kosov Shirashbi, or your oisig, Bater, Mokum Sudashlishes. B'Shem Arichai used to learn Torah instead of Sudashlishes. Alright. So that's another option. So right, Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot and Ches, not so happy about this, and he therefore brings another option. And at the end of Sifkot and Ches is Ayin Ba'Achonim Shekosu Achonim, right? Toiv Gamkin Shechalek Sud Shachir Shel Pas Leshnayim. He says another option is to divide the morning meal into two. Because some say there's a minority opinion who holds. Oh, you wash twice in the morning. Right. That's the, yeah. Says you can't, there's a minority opinion who holds, you can do two meals in the morning, and that will still be considered shalashudas. Yeah. And the Gon says, that's the best of all the options. However, you have to make some sort of interruption between. Don't just bench and wash. You have to have something in between. Otherwise, you'll be bochshin atzicha. So, what are all the options? Let's try to recap all the options. Option number one, the option of Shulchan Aruch is what is matzah ashira. Option number one. Option number two is the Rama's option: fruit and basa v'dogim, fruit, meat, and fish for shalashudas. What's the advantage of that? Do you do it in its right time? Pardon, and it?
Atkins. Good for the diet.
Oh, it's good for, you're okay, yeah. Good, so that's option number two. Option number three is Mishnah Berurah's option of dividing the morning meal into two. So that's the option, that's the Behetev. Now, I think the Behetev, what do you think about this option of Divetev? Okay, I think that Lemaisa, the option of the, I think option number two, the Oisik B'Torah is a leniency on option number two. So option number two was to have mine peirois, to have fruit or meat and fish, and that is an extension of that. That is a kul in its own right, and to be meikel even further than that, and to have to be Oisik B'Torah, that's an extension of kul number of option number two. Yeah, what's that? How would that work? How do you do all three? Yeah, matzah ashira is a bit of a kula that, according to us, we don't do. That's the only one which is actually a kula. Matzah ashira, we'll learn in some time of some space. We don't do that. So what do you do, Abbas? You have fruit, or you have twice in the morning? Twice in the morning. I think you're right. That's probably the most common. Yeah. Which is not the Ramah. The Ramah says you should have fruit. Well, do you remember what you did?
Twice in the morning. And is there any advantage having
fruit later after? Probably, yeah. You're fulfilling another option, another opinion, yeah. Now, I think that actually a lot of shuls did have an early they have an earlier, right? Do you remember what Kuliakov did? Did we have an earlier?
Yeah.
Or we just rushed a bit? No, I mean Shachis. In Shtibul Shachis earlier, right? To enable two meals. Did we daven earlier?
No.
We just rushed a bit.
Well, it used to be that we finished at a sensible time, so we didn't need to rush it.
Right.
Now,
we probably pull it. Yeah, okay. Yeah. So how much earlier did it start?
An hour
earlier. Taka. Yeah. Yeah. So okay. And so base final tzi for tonight. Tov levar be'erev Shabbos koidem chatzos. When it comes to the bio, so when did the bio take place? Friday. Strictly speaking, until when could you do the bio? Burning. So again, erev Pesach really is Friday, is Shabbos. So really, of course, we've got to do the bio, the burning. We've got to do on Friday because we can't burn on Shabbos. So, but strictly speaking, until when could you burn the chametz on Friday?
5 to 6.
Why? Why do you say that? Strictly speaking. Exactly. Really? Why anytime? Because it's not even though it's not 14th. That's right. It's not point chatzos. It's not helping. You could really do it on Tashkia, yeah. Nevertheless, Shulchan Aruch says, Toiv, it is proper, it is right. Levar be'erev Shabbos koidem chatzos. It's proper to do it before chatzos. Guess why? Kedei shelo yavo litois b'shar shonim, because next year you're going to say, oh, I remember last year, I just burnt in the afternoon. So this year I'm also going to burn in the afternoon. So in order to avoid confusion, we always do categorically before chatzos. You said that's anyway a very different kind of year, right? It's very different. But Lema said, we're concerned. Levar chatzos, v'yom Shabbos yivatlenu. So it's toiv, it's good. There's plenty of amaratzim around us. So in order to avoid any potential confusion, we burn before Chatzos, even on Erev Pesach Shechal B'Shabbos. Importantly, the Ramos says, V'yayim HaShabbos Yivatlen, you should do the Bittel on Shabbos. There's no reason why you can't do Bittel on Shabbos. So the Bittel you normally say after the Bi'o Chometz, Kol Chamir V'Chamid Iki V'Shusi, Chazit V'Loi Chazit, that you can, you don't only, you can do that on Shabbos itself. Bittel Chometz. The answer to your good question is because it's not, it's the opposite. It's being mafke. You could, in theory, be mafke on Shabbos. You could be mafke on Shabbos.
If you can't, the choir, you can't,
but this is the opposite.
When does the sale work?
Sale? Oh, that's a good shaila. How does the sale work? I don't know how the sale works. I've forgotten how the sale works. On Erev Pesach Shabbos, it's a very big discussion, a very big shaila. I forgot how it works. Well, let's try to figure it out. How will make Mistoma, you can't make the transaction on Shabbos. Mistoma, it's chal, just as Shabbos comes in. Mistoma. Yeah, what do you say? Yeah, Mekachumemka is also, but this is a Tzorech Mitzvah here. And it's not Mekachumemka. It's not Mekachumemka. It's Hefke, you're being mafkid.
You can be
mafkid,
it's like,
you're
being mafkid on Shabbos.
Yeah.
It's not the same as being
mafkid on. Yeah. Yeah. You don't feel comfortable around Bittel. So Bittel shouldn't be on. What's bothering you? Because it's a kind of, it's acquisition-like process.
Yeah, it's just the opposite of making a kinyan.
You can't make a kinyan on Shabbos. You say that surely also. Kinyan is a gzeira otu to make
a kinyan. It's
indirectly connected to the chol. Yeah, otu otu make a chomemka. Yeah. Yeah. Would you say that a tzerech mitzvah, what? That you do just, that you do b'mafka, the what? To make a kinyan, tzerech mitzvah? Make a kinyan? I don't think that, if it's purely, what would you say? You're asking about the goy. You're making all about bittel. What are you saying? Mechira. I don't know if you can do it. No, I think to do mechira, if you're selling the chometz to the goy on Shabbos. Yeah, taka is a problem. Then normally, it's like a big shayla. So the best way is taka to be makne, to say, listen, that I'm not giving it to you now. Yeah, the kinyan is actually taking place after Shabbos. Yeah. Okay, just to summarize what we covered this evening, B'siyat Lishmaya, we learned if you've got a collateral, you on Erev Pesach, you wait until Shoch HaMeshes, then you sell it to the Goy. If you didn't sell it to the Goy, you get rid of it. Anything that you buy with Chometz, if after Shei Shois, the money is still fine. Excuse me, anything that you sell, so you sell something after Zman Issa, on Erev Pesach. You sell something, so the whiskey that you sold after Chatzos, the 20 pounds that you get, you can use it for anything. It doesn't become also. Then we learned Erev Pesach Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Plikas Chometz on Thursday night. You keep two meals for Shabbos. And we spoke about the various options of Shalosh Udos. Either you do it with Matzah Ashira, Kono Shulchan Aruch, or you do it with fruits, fish and meat on Shabbos afternoon, or you do it and you split the meal, you divide the meal on Shabbos morning. We learned also Biur Chometz should be taking place before Chatzos if possible at all. And we discussed that Bittel can be taking place on Shabbos. There's no problem with it. And there's no reason to do it on Friday. You can easily do it on Shabbos. Okay, fine. Okay, good evening. And good Chodesh to everybody.